Corn omelets and champagne go together.
Yes, they do.
He was born and raised in New England, then spent a lot of his professional life traveling around this country and around the world, and just recently has moved to Lawrence, Massachusetts with his son, with his husband and his two dogs. He is very excited about being rooted back in New England. So welcome, Mark, and welcome, Marika. Sorry for the long introductions.
Thank you for having us.
Why don't we start, why don't you tell us a little bit, we'll start with Mark, food and lifestyle, how did these two words go together, Mark?
Judy, I think, you know, when I think of how food and lifestyle go together, it's really about the lifestyle that you're creating in your own home and the way that you entertain your family, your friends, your colleagues. And I've never been one for following food trends because I think you get a little too caught up in always trying to be the new hot thing in the kitchen. And instead, what I love is just really staying true to your roots and staying true to ingredients that you love. And you know, I give a great analogy, which is if you love making decorated, intricate gingerbread houses for Christmas and you want to make 75 of them to give as gifts, then you should absolutely do that. But the next door neighbor who doesn't love to do that, who loves to just make simple, old-fashioned raspberry jam thumbprint cookies, they're both equally as fabulous and they're equally as important. And I think when you give gifts of food, which I think is the best gift in the world, if you give something that you've made that is from the heart and it's something that you feel really proud of, it will really transcend and come through in your own way of presenting what you think is wonderful. And I think all of that ties back into lifestyle. I mean, you know, we've all been staying home a lot more because of the pandemic. And I think everybody has really honed their kitchen skills and their cooking tricks. And I think it's something that is just really important. And to me, that's how lifestyle and food kind of all encompass one another. It's more of a, it's the thought provokingness of what a lifestyle is.
Right. Yeah. And Marika, you're going to be talking about champagne, but I guess the real question is, what is the mom som nickname that you have for yourself?
Well, it's pretty literal. When my boys were quite young, I was full time at the Ritz in New York, and I really struggled at times with the balance of that because a full time wine director sommelier job in a hotel is not entirely conducive to being a parent. So I think it was part of just me trying to hang on and to also note that mom always comes first. So it's not some mom, it's mom some. So yeah, it was, you know, just, and I think also too, part of that was when my, before I started at the Ritz, I was at the Ritz in New York, I was at the Ritz in Philadelphia. And when my second son was born, I literally went back to work on a part-time basis, and I was on the floor. And back then, I kept thinking, this is kind of fun because it's like from Elmo to Onophile. And it really was, because I'd be like dealing with babies all day long, and then I'd go to work and dress up and feel like an adult. So I just always knew that I wanted to kind of play with that. And like I said, it really is a true term.
So we'll have to all go to your Instagram account and follow you if you haven't done so yet. I know that Mark has written a book which has a very interesting title, French Omelets, Your New House Meal. Come on. Omelets and champagne.
It's classic.
It is classic?
It is classic. And firstly, what do you think of when you think of brunch? champagne brunch.
Well, so, when you think of champagne brunch, you're right.
So there's that. There's also, I think, you know, what I love what Mark was doing with his book was trying to show that omelets don't need to be just sort of a breakfast menu. And, you know, and to counter that, that's how I feel about champagne. The reason why we sommeliers do not like putting it in the flute anymore is because the flute suggests it's just for toasting. This is a gastronomic wine. This goes with everything. I've done dinners with just champagne. You know, from your Blanc de Blanc to your Rosé to your Mouilleux, you know, something a little sweeter for dessert. And it just is something that, you know, we've all decided that we want to drink this all the time.
Well, this sounds great. And just before we have to pause here, Marika, what is the preferred glass? I know we're in the age of the mason jar cocktail. What's the what's the preferred glass for champagne?
I think Marika just rolled over.
Yeah. I had a great vision in my head there.
Right?
could be a new trend. So the preferred glass really is what I call AP, all-purpose. And this is something like when you're managing a restaurant program and you look at the type of stemware you want, we usually have AP as like the standard glass. And it's kind of really a general white wine glass.
Nice.
Okay. So it is on a stem, a glass on a stem.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no mason jars yet.
No mason jars for the champagne yet. Could be a trend, though, Marika. We could start this.
I'm telling you, we're starting something.
I think we are.
Baccarat is missing an opportunity here, a crystal, French crystal mason jar.
That's it. Now you're talking. Yes, there we are. French crystal mason jars. I love it. Well, stand by the three of you for a moment, and we'll continue with this. And it's going to be tremendously exciting at the Newport Mansions Wine and Food Festival coming up in September, with these great personalities, Mark Sievers, Marika Vita, and we're going to talk more wine and champagne and omelets momentarily inside the Newport Mansions. And then in And it's inside the Newport Mansions here on 1540 WADK and 101.1 FM, Trudy Cox. And we are talking to two exciting wine and food personalities, Trudy.
We sure do. We have Mark Sievers, who's an author and entertainment expert, and Marika Vita, who is an expert on wines and champagnes. And we were just talking about the perfect champagne glass, which is a regular stemmed glass. Right, Marika?
Yes, we call it in the business AP, or all-purpose.
Right. I've never heard that term before, but now I know. Mark, what an unusual title for a book, Earthy and Elegant French Omelets, your new house meal. Now, to me, I love omelets, but there are only two types, a cheese omelet or a Western omelet. So you have a book of omelets.
I do.
Hard to believe.
I do. Well, let me tell you what I think of. So, you know, Growing up as a kid, I watched a lot of PBS, and really was just fascinated with Julia Child. And I remember some of her shows, The Omelet Show, and How to Make Omelets and Eggs. And I always thought, wow, she's taking such simple things and elevating them to true, you know, beautiful cuisine. So as I started my cooking, you know, progression as I was younger and as I got older and started cooking professionally, I would make French omelets as my, what I call my house meal. It's that one meal that I know I can pull off in a couple of hours' notice. The omelets are on the table. They're delicious every time. And I feel really, really confident with what I put onto that table and what I'm serving my guests. And when I started thinking about writing a book about omelets, I thought, you know, I think people think omelets as the American omelet, where they're these big, puffy omelets with everything is inside, and they're not really that elegant. The French omelet is this perfectly thin, beautifully velvety, buttery eggs with a little salt and pepper. And then all of your flavorings, except for cheese and herbs, are actually on top. So, you know, with your cheese omelet, you can, you know, they're delicious. But I have recipes in my book for butter and thyme roasted radish omelet, and an endive and roquefort omelet, and a confetti sweet corn omelet, a lemon zest omelet, French onion soup omelet. These are all things that, to me, really embody the elegance of the French omelet, but the earthiness is all of the things that you put on top. And the book takes you through about 30 omelets and 13 components, like a elderflower cosmopolitan, a chocolate and cognac cake, a beautiful vinaigrette vat, which is essentially like a green goddess dressing, but it has some French herbs and ingredients in it. So I always say it's like the green goddess dressing is wearing a beret.
And Marika, yeah, it wasn't a joke. You do think that champagne should be drunk with all sorts of meals, including omelets. How did champagne become just a toasting drink? And is the trend now, and I know that Mark doesn't like trends, but I have to ask anyway, is the trend now to get champagne be a more widely used, across every meal kind of drink?
Absolutely. Listen, there's no problem with champagne still being used for a toast. I mean, the reality is when we think of celebrations, we think of champagne. So there's nothing wrong with that in itself. It's just, yes, we want to broaden the height of this drink, which is, it is so good with so many things. I did a dinner one time where we did a rosé champagne with foie gras. It was mind-blowing. And, you know, again, the kind of like the heaviness, the meatiness, the fat with the bubbles, they counteract each other, right? And so when we think of an omelet, we think of, again, the texture of an omelet, because eggs can be a little tricky with wine pairing, and the bubbles just help so much with that. Particularly if you have a little bit of cheese in there. You know, to Mark's point about this whole idea of elegance, the two together are just pow. Wonderful classic pairing.
Well, and wow. To your...
We're getting hungry.
And to Marika's point about, you know, people associate drinking champagne with just a celebration, people associate eating an omelet for just breakfast. So,
right.
You know, one of the things I love about Marika and is she really is passionate about broadening people's horizons. And that's exactly what I want to do with French omelets. And it really is breakfast, brunch, a gorgeous luncheon, a fabulous dinner. And, you know, wasn't there a great chef at Marble House, Rudolf Stanisch?
Yes. Do you know about him?
Mm-hmm.
I do. And wasn't he?
He was the omelet king. Right.
So
the two ways to know a great chef, okay? It's how they cook an omelet and how they cook chicken.
Yes.
These are very, very important things, right? They seem like they're simple, right? But as Mark taught me, I needed my own omelet pan, all right? I was doing everything wrong. I wanted to cook an omelet in my cast iron pan because I've had this thing for 30 years. And Mark's like, I don't know what you're cooking in that pan, but it's not going to be an omelet.
But it ain't a French omelet.
So, right. You know, they're classic things for sure.
Well, Rudolf Stanisch did create his own omelet pan, which actually became very popularized.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you can still buy those pans.
What did it look like, Trudy? What was the shape of that omelet pan?
Well, it wasn't really any different, and I don't know if the maybe Marika or Mark know. I don't know if it was a different material, but it became, I think, partly because he was well-known during the period, and so he was able to market his standing within the cooking world to sell that pan. Do you see what I'm saying?
I did just find it on eBay, and I just put a bid on it. So
good for you!
Good for you.
With me typing away.
Great. Well, does it look any different from a regular omelet pan to you?
It doesn't. It looks like a regular sauté pan with high sides for swirling the egg, and a nonstick coating, which is essential to making the perfect French omelet. But I have to say, I'm really flattered and really quite honored to be coming to Newport Mansion's Wine and Food Festival and to be surrounded, you know, on the terrace of Rosecliff, making omelets, pairing them with champagne under Marika's, you know, watchful eye. It's very special to be coming to Newport and kind of following in the footsteps of the Omelet King. So I loved his story, and I'm happy I was able to bring him up today.
Right. You'll have to have, if you get your pan in time, you're going to have to bring it.
Absolutely.
You know, maybe you'll have a resurgence of sales for Rudolf Stanisch pans.
And, you know, he was the omelet king, so maybe I can coin the omelet queen.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Hey, we have to have a little fun around here, right?
So, Marika, would you tell us, our listeners, a little bit about the lecture that you are giving, the seminar that you're giving, you and Mark are giving, in September? Because it's more targeted than this discussion.
Sure. I mean, you know, obviously I'll be giving some background on champagne, on the history of champagne. But I think, you know, a big part of this is kind of really highlighting this terrific pairing and talking about what are the, and I don't call them rules, I call them rumors of wine and food pairing, because I feel like rules are too, it's kind of like driving a boat, right, rather than a car. You know, there are no stoplights, all right? You can play a little bit more. And I think that this, you know, when I look at this pairing, I really want people to think about the method of making of the food, okay, and matching the body of the food with the body of the wine. There's certain rumors that I use, and this is something that I want people to take home. And I know Mark does too, this whole idea of easy entertaining. To his point, this can be done quickly, easily. I mean, we did a live and we did this, the pairing, and we were sitting down within 15 minutes.
And we made the omelet within 30 seconds.
That's exactly. Well, you did. I think mine took a little bit longer. But hey, it was, and you know, and this was like at 8 o'clock at night, and I have to tell you, it was a beautiful dinner. I mean, think about how we should all be eating a little bit lighter in the evening. It was perfect. And of course, bubbles go with everything. You know, that's the other thing too. I really want to highlight the versatility of champagne. It's very versatile.
So Mark gives us the opportunity to not spend money on the food for a dinner and spend lots of money on the champagne.
There's another great benefit to this, right? Your food costs are all-time low.
The wonderful thing about my French omelet is, you know, I lived in New York for years, lived in Beacon Hill for years, and so you shop at little corner delis and corner markets. Every corner store has butter, salt, pepper, and eggs.
Right. Yep.
That's true. So, Bruce, I know we're coming to the end of our time. Are you an omelet lover and a champagne drinker?
Yes,
and
all
do you
of
do
the
it
above.
Together?
All of the above. Not nearly often enough, though, I have to say. So I'm really getting inspired here. And I love the whole idea of the perfect omelet and just the pairing. And it's so, so great. The layers in that omelet when it's done right and just that perfect time. What can you give us a little bit of advice? Because we all love to make omelets and we're all in search of the perfect omelet, but we just never quite get it. What is it that we don't do? Or what is it that we do too much of that gets in the way of us preparing the perfect omelet?
Great question.
Well, preparing the perfect French omelet, you know, it does take a little practice. It, you know, I remember living in New York, and I had a kitchen the size of a coat closet. And I went to the store, and I got the most beautiful fresh eggs that I could find, and I got some unsalted butter. Salt and pepper. I poured myself a glass of red wine, and I turned on some beautiful Hotel Costa-style kind of music.
Nice.
And I practiced and practiced and practiced, and by about 2 bottles of wine and 3 dozen eggs, I thought I was fabulous. I mean, I thought I was the new omelet queen 20
right?
years ago.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm probably in a prime location for at least the 3 dozen eggs, because I'm here at an agricultural fair in Vermont today. And that's where I'm talking to you from. So we have a few eggs around here. So at least I'm halfway there. The champagne, well, we've got wine in Vermont. I'm not sure about champagne.
So, you know, the thing that I just tell everybody is, Once you perfect that French omelet, and it really does, mine takes 30 seconds to cook, and you don't even use utensils. You use the motion of swirling the pan and jerking the pan. It's all in your hand and wrist.
Yes.
And once you master that in your own kitchen, you can make 6 omelets in 3 minutes. For our brunch, for our Tête & Jay champagne brunch on the terrace of Rosecliff for Newport Mansion's Wine and Food Festival, I will be making 60 omelets.
60.
You're making 60 omelets.
60, I will be pouring Mark 2 bottles of champagne.
What's the ratio of bottles to omelets, Marika?
For normal people or for Marika and I, it's a little different.
Well, you are superior beings, so we defer to your expertise.
We've had a little practice, if you know what I mean.
I'm with you.
Well, Marika, we are very excited about having you here. Again, for those listening, the Wine and Food Festival is September 17th through the 19th. It really has become a Newport tradition. And both Mark and Marika, you should know that getting invited to be a speaker is really a high honor. And I'm not saying that lightly. There are a lot of people out there who we could invite to speak, but we only invite the best. So we are really looking forward to having you with us in Newport. And Bruce, you might have to stop by during this lecture.
I just might.
And
I will make it a
point. It's going to be great.
Well, if that
well,
I have
thank
no
you. Tremendously honored to be there. It's always an honor to be in Newport. And, you know, Mark and I have been together in Newport before. Cannot wait to be at Rosecliff with my friend here and brilliant cookbook author and entertaining guru, and to be around all of you fine folks. Just really, it is a tremendous honor. Thank you.
Well, we'll see you soon.
I second that, Trudy. Thank you so much. It's, for just moving back to my hometown and being surrounded by family, I cannot think of a more perfect welcome home soiree than to spend it with you in Newport, in the mansions this September.
Well, we're looking forward to it. So we will see you in a few weeks, and I will turn it over to you now.
Thank you very, very much indeed. And thank you so much. It was so delightful to be able to have you on the line, Mark Sievers and Marika Vida. Great expertise and so charming. And we can't wait to see you two in action. So it's been such a delight. Thank you.
Thank you. It'll be
thank
fun.
You.
Thank you.
All right.
I won the omelet pan, guys.
Excellent. What a
so
day
awesome.
Mark is having. Excellent job. All right. We'll expect to see it in Newport. And that is a taste of the Newport Mansions Wine and Food Festival.